injury report. Well, first of all, we just had Jeremy Ebert had a lower leg injury out in the field about 25 minutes ago. So he's in the training room getting evaluated right now. So they took him in on the cart. So we'll see. We'll see what happened with him. I know that, we'll see after they get a chance to evaluate. Okay, Geno Hayes, is doing better. You see him, he was out of practice. He didn't take any reps, but he's doing good. Mojo and Sip are in the same type of predicament. We'll wait and see till Friday to see how far they've come along. Both are in good spirits. You can tell they're going in the right direction, but just how fast, we don't know yet. And then Roy Miller, the same deal, where he'll probably, he may not even practice Friday, and we'll continue to evaluate him through the week. Jason Babinson, Derek Marks, Brad Meester all had the day, Players' Day off. With Russell Allen, he's in the concussion testing protocol. They're doing some further tests on him, so we'll continue to evaluate him as he goes through this week. But that was the reason why we put him on IR. Okay, so he'll be placed on IR. I know you had the opportunity to speak with Brad in the locker room. I know we're doing some things in our meeting with him and in this special last couple weeks that he has. But, it's just been awesome to have the chance to be with him and part of this. And I know that everybody's taking advantage of this opportunity this week and next week just to visit with him and tell him how much they appreciate him. But he's been a true pro now. And, we're gonna appreciate every opportunity we have with him. Okay, I'll open up for questions.
As far as Rackley goes on IR as well, is he back in that concussion deal again?
I don't think he hasn't been out on my knowledge.
Okay.
So okay. He hasn't been cleared to me, but we put him on IR.
And do you think Cecil will have surgery this week on that to get that going?
I know they're setting something up. We're trying to move along pretty fast with that.
No date, no particular.
Not that I know. I know they talked about trying to get it done this week.
Oh, this week, yeah.
You feel better about Maurice and Sip being able to go Sunday?
A little bit better. A little bit better. Not strong yet.
How did you feel like you were close at all with getting Meester to come back another year?
Dave had those conversations with him. They had one-on-one conversations. I know with Brad, he was waiting, prolonging it a little bit to talk to me. And like I said earlier, I think we had it set up for 9:30, and I showed up at 9:37, hoping that he would go back to the locker room. I miss Gus. But he was still there, so. But we had a good talk. We had a good talk. They say.
He said.
Oh, the Mitzi.
Yeah. I did.
What was the reaction like? What did you? Well, first off, tell me what you said Monday and Wednesday to the team. What was the reaction like for
Well, on Wednesday, today, we just had a little bit of a, we're doing some things for him, I think. It's not anything extended, but just talking a little bit about his career that he's had. Just so some of the younger guys that, can really grow to appreciate what he's actually done. I think we all have great respect for him, but I think that we're really showcasing that so that the younger players get a feel for what he's all accomplished since his stay here.
What's this last home game like for you? You put all these guys together, they've given you a lot, 15-20,
right.
You're back next year. How do you deal with that?
Well, I think, for me right now, we do have some injuries, and it's important that these guys, to me, are taken care of, like the Cecils, like the Russells, the Will Rackleys, and really through the season. So, they're getting taken care of, best health issues knocked out. That's great. Okay, now we have some guys that need to step up into their place. So that part of it I'm excited for, and I think our team is excited for. I think that we'll see really good growth from those guys. I think we'll see improvement. An example is Kerry Taylor. The tough situation he was in early in the game, and then he bounced back and had four really good catches. Those things, I think, not only excite me, but the team. And I think with these opportunities these guys have presented in front of them, some of these guys that are going to get the opportunity, like Leroy Reynolds, Johnny Latulé, those guys, they're going to get their chances now. And I think as a team, we're really excited to see what they can do. They've been waiting for this opportunity, and now they got it. So, and on top of it, it's at home. And I think our fans, I know just being out there in the public and talking to people in Jacksonville, they've been awesome through this whole transition and through this whole culture change that we've had. So, you know, it'd be nice to be able to show them in other ways that how much we appreciate it. And I guess, you know, we're limited just to showing them to them on the field.
You've spoken on this
before. What I was asking was the idea that, you know, things change so much you've gone in this group.
Yeah.
Now this group won't be together again.
Well, yeah.
Because 15, 20 guys.
That's always difficult. I try not to think that too far ahead. Mm-hmm. I think when you do that, you lose today. And you lose tomorrow, and you know, I just don't want to go there right now. But it is it's been a really good group, good group.
You talked about Brad before, but in terms of a coach coming in and trying to establish a culture, how important it is to have a guy like that who's been around who can sort of accept it,
right,
and be a part of it?
Well, it's very important because that's another voice in the locker room. We have guys like that on our team, and he was one on the offensive side. And it's really important. I think when I first met Brad, he was kind of quiet and reserved, and now that's not the case. And I think it just takes a while for him to get comfortable, or maybe the environment has allowed him to feel more comfortable. But whatever the case is, you know, I know that we talked out in the field today, we talked to him, you know, today before the meeting, and it's just a really good relationship. And I think for me, that's what coaching's all about, to develop those type relationships and know they'll continue even after he's done playing.
How do you deal with somebody like Winston Guy who seems to play hard and run fast, but sometimes the decision-making, how do they learn those lessons?
Right. Well, you say, we like this, 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 and this, and we say we do not like this and this. You know, four positives to every negative or whatever the case is. Because he is doing a lot of good things. He is. But it's the decision making. And we say we want to play with great effort, great enthusiasm, great toughness, and play smart. Well, let's continue to make good decisions so that we play smart. That's the team that we want to be. That's the style of play that we want. And his decisions have got to reflect that.
Ultimately, do you think he's better at free or strong?
I think in my mind, he was a strong safety. But with the injuries, we put him down at free, and he picked it up pretty quick. He picked it up pretty good. I think with Winston's attributes are he is physical. He's a physical type style safety. He's a ball hawk. He's got good acceleration. And all those things fit into more of a strong safety.
For the secondary as a whole, you went really young there, obviously, in the draft and stuff. Going from year one to year two, what's the focus for those guys? Where do you think they'll make their most improvements? Guys like Grotz, Ciprian, Evans?
Well, anytime you know, they'll continue, you know, this week too. I think they have a better feel. You know, so many times it's that they see it for the first time this year. Next year they'll see it. They'll see some things for the first time again, but they'll see repeated plays. And they'll have an idea, because you could see their growth take place during the year. But I think probably if you ask them, the biggest growth will take place as far as how to take care of their body. You know, how to, you know, go from week one all the way to the end of the season and really being, you know, physically ready to go to play that whole length. Because the first year there's always that tough time somewhere in the season. And I think that's probably what they learn the most of.
Is Babbitt played better than his stats?
Well, you know what? You know, when I watched him on Sunday, he flashed again. I saw him turn and chase, turn and make some chase plays, and that part of it jumped out at me. As far as the tackles and the effect on the quarterback, he has had some impact on the quarterback, but we have a saying that big men that run show up on tape. You know, when it's something to see Sip run or someone that's got good speed, but when you see a bigger guy run, it jumps out at you. And I know that he's been used as a couple of examples of that. And that's really a credit to him. I think, you know, talking about those younger guys trying to learn how to go through a season, I think Babin has a clear understanding of that because he's playing. You see that burst from him still at this point.
So, looking at him on film, he looks better than what, just look at the stats. You know, he doesn't have a lot of sacks and that kind of thing.
Well, he's had some effect on the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think, you know, yeah, the sacks are something that you want to jump out at, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But anything that gets off the spot, sometimes we utilize them in a different way. You see him prowling around, you know, moving around. Sometimes that's to set up somebody else. So maybe some of his opportunities went away because of that. but it's with the hopes of getting other guys going. So if anything, he's really shown great unselfishness.